In Houston, former Enron employees still get together to talk and socialize. Last night, some gathered at a country western bar called City Streets with a sample of their reactions to Jeffrey Skilling's testimony on Capitol Hill. Here's NPR's Wade Goodwin.
Jeffrey Skilling spent much of his time yesterday denying responsibility for Enron's collapse. Phyllis Anzalone was a top manager at the company, a director at Enron Energy Services, and she didn't hesitate when asked how she thought Skilling did.
I feel that Jeff Skilling is lying, and I would contend that close to 100% of the people who worked at Enron feel the same way I do.
Enron employees say Jeff Skilling was a hands-on executive, someone who demanded the operational details. Yet time and again, Skilling responded to questions by saying he didn't know, or he couldn't remember, that he wasn't told, or perhaps he might have left the room during that part of the meeting. Phyllis Anzalone wasn't buying it.
Jeff Skilling had his hands in every part of that company. Jeff Skilling is a very brilliant man. I feel Jeff Skilling is lying. I know he's lying.
Anzalone worried that Skilling's testimony may have fooled the American public.
If an unknowing eye was watching the testimony and listening to the testimony, it looks like he held his own. Skilling is a brilliant man. You cannot underestimate the brilliance of this man. And I think that it's part of his overall strategy.
Skilling testified that when he resigned as Enron CEO last August, that as far as he knew, everything was fine, that he had no idea the company was in trouble. Jeff Gamblin used to work at Enron Networks, the internet technology branch of the company. Gamblin had a hard time accepting that Skilling believed all was well.
My impressions were that probably Skilling knew a lot more than what he said there. Not necessarily that he figured the corporation was going to fall apart, but with everything else that was going on, all the other memos about problems, about potential conflicts of interest, about financial trouble, he must have known a lot of that. Now, whether he thought it would cause the fall of the corporation, probably not.
The majority of those we spoke with last night believe that Skilling wasn't telling the whole truth, but not everybody.
Yeah, all I saw was that different politicians were just asking the same questions over and over again.
Steven Schleicher worked on Enron's trading floor, and he, for one, was willing to give Jeff Skilling the benefit of the doubt.
Executives, I mean, anybody in the company had meetings every day. Regular managers had 5 to 6 meetings on a daily basis. So when you're asking somebody to remember a meeting that they had on a specific date, you have your notes, but that's really all you can go by. I mean, are you going to remember what you did March 30th of last year?
The vast majority of the Enron employees at the event are still unemployed. Some mentioned that while the congressional hearing was entertaining, nothing that was revealed yesterday was going to help them find a new job. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.